Spirit of 608, episode 32. You're listening to the Spirit of 608 podcast. I'm your host, Lorraine Sanders. Keep listening for stories, tips, and advice from women at the forefront of fashion, entrepreneurship, sustainability, and tech. I call it FEST, and it's the future. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 32. Got a special episode for you today, especially for anyone who's sitting there wondering what they could do right now that might catapult their business into an entirely new realm come next spring. Now, obviously, there's no magic sauce here, but what there is a real opportunity, and it's one that is so fest, I can't even get over it. It's just beyond the fest of the fest. So my guest today is Beth Jansen. She is the founding director of Project Entrepreneur. And Project Entrepreneur is this very, very cool program that's a joint partnership between the Rent the Runway Foundation and UBS, which is a wealth management company. So that's right, Rent the Runway Foundation. And that is a nonprofit arm of the popular fashion startup that most of you listening to this probably are already well aware of. And it launched earlier this fall, and Project Entrepreneur is first major initiative. It's a venture competition and educational program, and it's designed to help women entrepreneurs nationwide get the tools they need to build high growth, high impact businesses. So the way that they're doing this is kind of a multi-phase format. So you apply, and the deadline is January 8th, and 200 top finalists are going to be selected, and they'll be able to participate in a two-day entrepreneurship workshop weekend in New York in April 2016. And so, you know, getting to go to that is going to be just cool in and of itself. I mean, you get to network with tons of other female entrepreneurs. You'll get to learn from people who know a thing or two about the space, to say the least. And during that workshop, there will be a live pitch session where there will be three winning teams, and those winning teams will walk away with, I sound like I'm in the middle of like The Price is Right, but they will receive a cash prize of, that was totally not like anybody that's ever been on The Price is Right. They'll receive a cash prize of $10,000 each and a spot in a 5-week accelerator program hosted at Rent the Runway. So how cool is that? I know that's something that I personally would love to be a fly on the wall for, and I'm sure many of you listening would too. So I was so excited to be able to get Beth to come talk to me and talk to you and to be on the show and give us a little bit of inside scoop about what you need to know if you're thinking about applying, and then also tell us about her story. She's got a pretty cool one, a very interesting background, and we'll hear her talk about how she made the move from the land of film. She spent many years working with the Tribeca Film Institute and is now heading up this new program, the founding director, the Rent the Runway Foundation, and bringing women the tools they need to really succeed with their businesses. As you can tell, it's a whole bunch of stuff that I'm super pumped up about and in favor of. Hope you will be too. Now, on to the show. Beth, welcome to the Spirit of 608 podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you on the show. And this is a different type of conversation than I normally have, because the majority of the guests are founders or CEOs and entrepreneurs. And I'm so excited to get to bring the perspective of somebody that's heading up a project like Project Entrepreneur. So this is going to be really cool. And you were telling me right before the interview that you have kind of a big deal event coming up tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we're just prepping to ring the closing bell on the New York Stock Exchange. So Project Entrepreneur will be ringing the bell, which is very exciting.
That's so cool. And have you, is this a first time? Have you ever done that before?
I have not. And I'm sort of ridiculously excited about it. Yeah, no, I'm really excited about it. I never have. I'm not sure. You know, our sponsors of the program and our co-creators of the program are UBS, and they're one of the sort of biggest members of the New York Stock Exchange. So I'm sure it's like old hat to them, but for us, it'll be very exciting.
Okay. So for anybody listening who has not rung the bell at the New York Stock Exchange, like, what do you have to do when you do that?
Well, so they're very helpful in telling you what to wear. You're not allowed to wear jeans or athletic shoes, which seems like a total no-brainer to me, but I could be wrong. You know, you're not allowed to use your cell phones unless they tell you, and your handheld devices. It's sort of like being in a museum. You can have photography without a flash, but basically it's very quick, very efficient. You know, you have to go in. There's a little sort of presentation of a gift from the New York Stock Exchange to the bell ringers. Then you go up, you ring the bell, and then there's a little toast and cocktails afterwards. So it should be fun.
That's cool. So is doing something like that something that you say when you go back 5 years and looking, you know, forward into the future? Is the fact that you're doing that, number one, surprising, and number two, like, as part of a fashion-oriented company? And I guess, I don't know if, and maybe you should stop me and tell me whether you think that it's fair to align Project Entrepreneur with fashion at all, because I kind of do, because of Rent the Runway being, you know, one of the key partners, but maybe that's not an association that, like, I should be having, but yeah, mm-hmm. What do you think about that when you think about where you are today? Is it surprising to you?
Well, I just, On your note about it being a fashion, I think there's that perception is out there, obviously, because of Rent the Runway. And we are looking, so I'll just give a quick 2 second line about what Project Entrepreneur is. We are a venture competition that is created, has been created by Rent the Runway Foundation and UBS to find and help support companies that have at least one female co-founder in creating and scaling high-impact businesses. So we are looking for women to submit business plans around ideas where tech is at the core of the business, but it does not have to be fashion. It can be in any sector. It's totally open. So that is basically what Project Entrepreneur, our call for submissions are open right now. They close on January 8th. And basically, people will be competing to win a prize of $10,000 and then a spot in an accelerator program where the companies will actually be seated at the Rent the Runway offices in New York City for 5 weeks. But the even more exciting, I think, part of the program is that the top, up to 200 of the top applicants to the program will be invited to New York City April 9th and 10th for basically an entrepreneurial intensive, where we will identify specific issues that your business is having and try and work through that issue over the course of the weekend using some incredible mentors and workshop leaders.
It's so cool. I'm thrilled to see that this type of an effort is taking place and that you're not only having a competition, but that it's going to be something that welcomes in that many, you know, aspiring founders, or maybe they'll be working on their latest company and they've already founded something else. But 200 women, that's a lot. It sounds like a pretty substantial, you know, program that's going to take place. And that's coming up in, is it April?
Yep. And so to apply, you have to visit projectentrepreneur.org, and submissions are due by January 8th. And it's not a quick submission process. There's a lot of questions to answer. But if you are serious about your business, you've been thinking about it, none of the answers are going to be things that you haven't been asked before.
Okay. And so for anybody listening who's interested in applying, we will definitely put all the information about how to get to the place online where you can apply. We'll link to that in the show notes, and we'll also share that on social media. And I'm going to get into asking Beth a bunch more questions about that process and why Rent the Runway is doing this later in the show. But for a second, Beth, I wanted to backtrack a little bit and ask you how you got to be in this role. And your background is in film, right?
Yes. Yep. My background is in film. And before that, it was in theater. And I do kind of see myself as an entrepreneur, but more of like a cultural entrepreneur, because the things that I build and that I create are places that use culture to bring people together to do X, Y, and Z, to do great things. So, you know, at the end of last year, I left the Tribeca Film Institute, which is the nonprofit that is affiliated with the Tribeca Film Festival, which I was there for 11 years and really grew, you know, into this institution that supported filmmakers, independent filmmakers, and also taught filmmaking in New York City public schools. So the things that I've learned from that basically can carry over into anything. And, you know, it's really about creating a mission that really authentically means something, creating a structure that supports that mission, and then doing a completely comprehensive outreach to get the right people and to let people know that this opportunity is available. So I do not have formal training as an entrepreneur, or I've never made a lot of money, but, you know, my life experience has been very entrepreneurial in spirit.
Well, and it seems like that's so often the case for, you know, many entrepreneurs, that they don't have what you would call, like, in air quotes, like, entrepreneurial training.
Yeah, I know. That was such a, yeah.
Like, a lot of the coolest, most interesting ones that I run across are just kind of self-taught, and they were passionate about something, and they have a natural way of getting people on board with their ideas.
Yeah. You know, you have to be self-taught as an entrepreneur. I mean, that's the whole point of it. Big ideas, and ideas abound endlessly, but really entrepreneurship is about doing something and about executing well. So, you know, in that light, you look at something like failure, and that's just a learning experience. You know, it's not anything else except a learning experience. And I just want to get back, if I may, just to your question about the fashion company, because if you speak to Jen and Jenny, they will tell you they had no fashion experience. You know, they also didn't have any technology experience. They just had this idea, and they went out and they figured out how to do it. And they, you know, they're very clear in talking about Rent the Runway. It is, you know, right now it's about fashion, and it's, you know, it creates a specific experience around fashion and top designers. But, you know, the majority of what Rent the Runway is back end. You know, they run the largest dry cleaning facility in the United States. They ship, you know, tens of thousands of dresses every month. They've sort of perfected, or they're working to perfect, this process that is really all about technology and logistics, but it's sort of, you know, runs alongside this very elegant branding.
Well, and I'm so glad you bring that up, because I feel like, you know, that's happening more and more these days. When women are starting companies, they're thinking, you know, along similar lines like that. And I see a lot of really, you know, innovative stuff happening where, you know, and I often talk about this thing called FEST, which is the intersection of fashion, entrepreneurship, sustainability, and tech. And mm-hmm. I see so many women just getting, like, what could be possible if they are to do things that involve all of those areas at the same time. And I really see Rent the Runway as a company that has done that, and was, you know, a pioneer in that. And, you know, I'm a big fan of what they've done. So,
yeah. And, you know, the thing that I think is really incredible is, you know, they've taken this idea of the sharing economy, and they have just made it into this experience that is really exceptional, you know. And Jen talks about it. Jennifer Hyman, who's the co-founder and the CEO of Rent the Runway, says, you know, we weren't the first people to think about renting dresses out online. There are other companies that do it now. There were companies that did it then. They just really they focused on the details and the experience, you know, and made it they were very, very specific about all of those things, the designers that they chose, you know, the user experience when they go online. Before they even got it online, they were, you know, they tested their business idea in their dorm room, you know, at Harvard Business School. They tested it wherever they could, just to try and get the sense of, like, what it took for women to want to put out money to rent this designer dress. And they continue to do that. You know, that's Jen's philosophy in running the company, is that you iterate, you learn, and you change, and you learn. And you have to always be listening to your customer.
Well, and I love that you mentioned that they talked about how they weren't the first to experiment with sharing clothes in a you know, inside of a business or building a business around sharing clothes. And I think for, you know, women that listen to this show and are thinking about building their own businesses, a question that I hear a lot of early stage entrepreneurs frequently ask is, well, somebody's already kind of doing it, so maybe I shouldn't, you know, really try or go for it because there's already somebody out there doing something similar. And, you know, what you just pointed out is an excellent example of the fact that it doesn't really matter if somebody else has tried something, because you might be able to bring something to the table that's a far different or far superior, you know, experience.
Yeah. And also just to ask yourself, if someone's already doing it, are they doing it really well? And if they're not, how could they be doing it well? And, you know, maybe that's your starting point. I mean, I think one of the really important things that we're trying to do with this program and in general is just remind women that the big business idea looks just like the idea they have sitting on their desk or in their hands. You know, it doesn't look any different. It doesn't have to be, you know, I just think that women tend to, I don't want to generalize too much, but we will more easily think, oh, yeah, but that's not this. You know, this is just my idea. That's not this. And whereas I feel like men are much quicker to be like, yeah, I've got this idea and it's going to be huge, you know? And I want to remind women, you know, women are amazing multitaskers. You know, we are really good with details. We do not forget things. And when you look at who your customer is going to be, it's going to be at least 50% women. So you're speaking to, you know, one of the, you know more than a lot of other people about that customer base. So I don't want women to sell themselves short or feel intimidated. You know, they have to believe in what they're doing, and then they just have to find the data to back it up. You know, and I was talking to some entrepreneurs the other day, and they're like, yeah, but where do you get that data? And my answer is, for Rent the Runway, the way that they got their data about whether women would rent dresses, they went to their own group of friends and they went to their community, you know, within their school, and they basically asked them, you know, and then they handed out flyers and said, would you rent this dress? Then they invited some friends over and they were meticulous about doing surveys and asking questions. They looked at the economics of the U.S. Retail market. They made their case, but the data that they collected wasn't any more complicated than what anyone could do, you know, basically.
So this is, you're obviously very, very passionate about, you know, not only Rent the Runway, but what they're doing with this new project. And, you know, looking at your background, you had a pretty good gig before this. What attracted you to this new role? And, you know, why did you make a shift in your career to be a part of this?
I think of Tribeca Film Institute, it was a startup. You know, it started after 9/11. It was, you know, it came together in like 3 months. There wasn't a lot of money. People kind of thought it was a crazy idea. But it hit a need and it grew from there. And so just because it wasn't, you know, a venture capital funded sort of, you know, business pitch, didn't follow that path, it still was a startup. And what I came to realize, I grew up there, really, and I learned a lot on the job. And what I realized was that I love starting things. You know, I love taking a passionate idea and trying to put shape to it. And I was so taken by Jen and Jenny's idea of doing this, giving back to women, that I was like, yes, I want to do it. This is so exciting for me. So, you know, that's really why I took the step.
Cool. Well, so you're talking about how you kind of grew up in that role, and then you're here. And I'm thinking a lot of women that are going to apply to this Project Entrepreneur are going to kind of, well, at least the ones that are successful are going to be growing up with their companies as they are, you know, going through this process. So I want to talk a little bit about Project Entrepreneur. And I think in a like a major kind of a macro level, I was noticing on your website, you have a stat that's up there. It's something along the lines of, you know, women start companies at 1.5 times the rate that men do. But then, you know, they end up making just far, far less. The stat, I think, is something like 4% make over 500K $100K a year with their business. And, you know, do you have any thoughts, having sort of immersed yourself in this world, as to why that is and why we don't see more women kind of building these larger scale businesses? Like, what is the challenge that so many of us are facing? And I'm saying that knowing that it's vastly complicated, but I would love to get your thoughts.
Yeah, that's like a huge question. And I think one of the things we hope to discover in this program is a little bit more of why that is. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of examples for women to look up to and to see as a, you know, as a potential, you know, oh, I could do that. You know, when you think about like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg, there are so many that just roll off the tongue and sort of loom large in our mainstream culture. And you just have to look a little harder for the women. The women are there and they are doing it, but, you know, they're just not part of the normal narrative, I would say. You know, we still have, you know, like the top women lists, and but the top 100 companies list is not the top 100 men list. So I think that we need to celebrate and highlight women, but and we should continue to do that. I'm not disparaging those types of lists at all, but they need to be within the larger conversation as well. So I think a sort of a lack of clear, really obvious role models. Yeah. I think that the idea of having a family and sort of creating a stable center for your family still is felt that that's a responsibility of the women. And so women are really smart and they think about what they can handle, you know, and they think, oh yeah, well, I don't want to get too big because, you know, if I keep it right here, this is perfect. You know, it's like making a little bit of money. I can be flexible with my time. You know, I don't have to sacrifice time with my children. And, you know, on the flip side, I don't think a man would ever ask themselves that. I think, or they would, you know, these days, I would say to a woman, well, you can still have all of those things, but why not be making a lot of money versus just, you know, like it's sitting here, it's humming, it's doing okay. Somehow I just don't think that a lot of women who are already doing it think about it in that way as, you know, scaling in a really turnkey way. But yeah, no, you know, it's complicated. It's a really complicated question. And I hope that when we bring all of the women together, we can talk a little bit about that, you know, because it's a huge issue and the resources are there. We just need to sort of help those women see it, basically.
That's very true. And I love what you said about the role model issue, because I feel like there's, you know, women are, and again, not to totally stereotype, but I just know for myself, when I see an example of somebody else doing something, it makes me feel that I could also do that. And I'm just hoping that as more and more people go, you know, down this entrepreneurial path, there'll be more and more examples of different types of women with different types of lifestyles and different types of backgrounds and different types of ways of being, you know, business owners that other women will be able to emulate. You know, so if people are thinking about applying to this, what would be your sort of top couple of pieces of advice for them as they're going through the application process? Any things they should keep front of mind?
Yeah, I would say don't make any assumptions that you can't back up with some sort of data. So if you're talking about, and be really, really specific. So you have to do the work on who you think your customer is if you haven't already started. And if you do feel like you already have customers, how do you, you know, how did you find them? How are you going to grow that base? I would say be as specific and detailed as possible. Just assume that we want everyone to do well in this application process. So we're looking for people to succeed. You know, we're not looking for people to fail. So be honest, be really direct, be authentic. Don't try at, you know, like if you do have a great idea, back it up and say why it's a great idea, and then tell us how we can help you with that great idea. You know, I think that's really important. You know, why would you need us? Why would you need to come to this weekend? What do you think you could get out of an accelerator program, you know, at Rent the Runway? So just you tell us.
So speaking of the 5-week accelerator, that was one thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, why do you think an accelerator program is something that can be really beneficial to somebody who's not obviously so early stage that they haven't tested out their idea at all, but somebody who's right in that part of their business that you're really looking for, why is an accelerator format a great way to work with them?
You know, the accelerator idea came from Jen and Jenny. They have always said that the mentors who were most helpful to them when they were first starting out were founders who were 1 or 2 years ahead of them in their process. So it wasn't the people that you might think, like it wasn't the big venture capitalist or, you know, the really successful executive. It really was their colleagues who were just, you know, a few steps ahead of where they were in the business of getting the business done. The idea with the accelerator is to put these companies within a growing startup. You know, obviously, you know, Rent the Runway is 6 years old now, but we're still close, and there's people still at Rent the Runway, you know, the founding team, who are really close to the challenges that you face as a startup. And so the idea is that it can be really practical advice and support systems there, and a network that is there. So that was the thinking behind Rent the Runway. And, you know, I think Jen and Jenny's goal ultimately is to have other female founded startups to host companies. So to join us, you know, like a Birchbox or another company to also host other companies. I'm just sorry. My kids just distracted me.
So don't worry. Hey, listen, I can totally identify with that situation. So,
I scheduled this for when the bus came back, the school bus. So it was my fault.
No problem. Well, no, I think what you're saying, I hope that many more startups do go down this similar road. I think that could be really, really cool to see in the future. Accelerator programs like this taking place inside of female-led companies that are growing, you know, at a rapid clip. Well, so we're coming up on the end of our time, and I have a couple questions that I always close out with, and I love asking them because I feel like they tell me a lot about the person I'm talking to. I'd love to know if you have any apps, tech tools, books, resources, anything that you're really into these days that helps you in your day-to-day life that you think might help women listening kick more ass in their day-to-day life?
I really like Harvest, which is an app which I think a lot of entrepreneurs use to track all my time. And I'm really, really obsessive about tracking all my time because I like to analyze it, you know, like how much time did I do admin? Did I spend doing admin? You know, how much time did I spend working on, you know, X proposal so that I can be really look at like where I can be more efficient. So I love doing that just because I'm a little bit of a metrics geek. And other tools, I don't know. I'm not that fancy. You know, I like Twitter to keep up with everything that's going on. But yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not that fancy.
No apologies. The Harvest thing is actually new to me, and I'm going to check it out because I actually could do with some better time tracking for myself. So
yeah, like you could say, how much time do you spend preparing and then, you know, then editing, and then you can also invoice and you can give yourself an hourly rate. So that's what I do.
That's awesome. So if I were to hang out with you all day, what would I end up loving and what would drive me insane?
About me? Mm-hmm. Oh God. So I think what you would end up loving would be my passion for what I'm doing, and what you would end up being slightly in awe of, but maybe a little bit annoyed by, would be the attention to detail that I put towards everything I do.
Awesome. If you had to put a motto or a phrase on a t-shirt and wear it around for the next 7 days, what would it be?
I like one that's already out there, which is that women intimidate boys but excite real men.
Nice.
Yeah, that one already exists.
That's cool. I'm glad you mentioned that. When I always close out and ask guests if they have a question they like to ask me, silly or serious, I promise to answer honestly.
Okay, so my question to you is, what would be success for this podcast for you? What does success look like for you for this podcast? Like, when would you feel like you've done it, you don't need to do it anymore, you can pass the baton? Have you given any thought to that?
I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I don't really think about passing the baton because I'm so into the idea of the show and talking to people. And, you know, I'm planning to do it for as long as I can. I think in terms of success, though, I mean, I'd really like to see a community built around women who are trying to grow their own projects and companies within this, you know, fashion, entrepreneurship, sustainability, and tech space. And I'd like to be, you know, a resource for them. And so I'm not sure exactly what would have to happen for me to be like, okay, I've been the, you know, biggest, best resource that I possibly can be. I'm sure there'd be different levels of that. But for me, you know, that was the goal at the outset. And as long as I can continue to sort of provide that via these interviews, but also come up with some additional tools and resources over the next 6 months or a year, to me, that's what I was going for. So that would be success. And then, you know, obviously, I don't know, well, maybe not obviously, but I think, you know, a lot of us, or at least I occasionally will have these like fantasy notions of like, well, maybe it'll just get to be this really big thing and I'll like have it go places that I didn't expect. But for now, really just to have it out there, have people listening, writing to me and, you know, saying that it's helping them continue on with what they're doing is like the best thing ever.
That's great.
So I have really enjoyed our conversation. And as we close out, if listeners would like to keep in touch with what's going on at Project Entrepreneur and apply, what's the best way to track you down on social media?
So our Twitter handle is PJT Entrepreneur. So that stands for Project Entrepreneur. We didn't have a whole lot of options. We have a Facebook page, which you can certainly like to keep up to date. We have a newsletter on our website at projectentrepreneur.org. So you can sign up for the newsletter. You can also apply there and learn more about the competition. We also have some resources on the site. So if you're not sure about how to answer one of the questions on the application, you can sort of explore our resources and hopefully find some good answers there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. And I enjoyed the conversation. I know listeners are going to get a ton out of it. And I just appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much. It was really nice to talk to you.
Done and done. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Beth. Keep in mind, if you'd like to apply for Project Entrepreneur, the deadline is January 8th, which might sound like it's a little ways away, but you know what happens over the holidays and New Year's. If you want to apply, get on it. I'm so hoping some Spirit of 608 listeners end up as part of this really cool sounding program in the spring. Just wanted to call out one thing that Beth said that really stuck with me. You can keep it with you as you move through your day and your week. She said, you have to be self-taught as an entrepreneur. Just think about that for a second. You have to be self-taught. So if you're ever having a moment where you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. This is so hard. Why can't I figure this out? Well, it's because it's supposed to feel like that. Everything you're doing has to be self-taught in order for you to succeed. Please join me next time for another conversation with a woman at the forefront of fashion, entrepreneurship, sustainability, and tech. As you know, I call it fast, and it's the future.